On the phone line, family, we are blessed to have a former governor here in Florida, Charlie Kress, on the phone line, currently a congressperson and running for governor in this beautiful state. How you doing today, sir?
PA, I'm doing great. I'm doing great. If I were any better, I'd be you.
Oh, that's funny.
Great to be on the wire with you, man.
It is great to have you here on radio here in Orlando. I got to ask you about the news of today. First Black Supreme Court, Black female Supreme Court justice just been sworn in. What are your thoughts on that?
I think it's awesome. You know, this is a commitment that President Biden made during the course of the campaign. And of course, he's a man of his word. He's a good man. And I think it's so wonderful. She's from Miami. It's a Floridian, African-American female, brilliant, super pick, going to be a great Supreme Court justice. And my God, we need help on that Supreme Court.
Yes, we sure do. We sure do. Yes. So tell the community, why are you deciding to run for governor? Because you're giving up a seat that you can have probably indefinitely in D.C. Why are you?
Because I love Florida. Honest to God. I mean, I love Florida with all my heart. And, you know, this cat we got as a governor now is just tearing our state apart. And I can't sit on the sideline and let that happen. And so I'm running for governor to bring the sunshine back to the Sunshine State. You know, it's been kind of dark lately.
Wow. Are you surprised with the amount of supporters the current governor has here?
I don't think he has that many. I really don't. I'm not being funny. I think that, you know, I think he's probably got, well, listen, I'll tell you, latest polling has us beating him. One poll that was done by a Republican pollster, a guy named Tony Fabrizio, who polls for former President Trump, had us beating him 48-47. That one was a PA. I think it was about a week or so, maybe a little over a week. Another poll came out subsequent after that, has us up a point and a half over him. And, you know, we're not even in the main event yet. I still got a primary to get through. He doesn't. But I think we're in good shape. I think we're doing well. We just got to get out the vote and make sure people vote for Val Demings, too, for our senator.
No doubt. No doubt. Yeah, both of y'all are getting us. You guys are buzzing here in Central Florida. And just I don't know what it's like in the South. I don't know what it's like in the Panhandle, all in those areas. But I know you're buzzing here in the Central Florida region.
Well, that's because we're on the wire.
Man. There you go.
Yeah. That's why we're buzzing.
Well, I tell you what, people are concerned about the housing crisis here.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
What can be done on the state level to make it affordable?
There's so much we can do. So, number one, in the state budget, since I was governor, I know all this stuff, that there's a part of the budget called the Sadowski Trust Fund, and it is to be held in trust. And it's hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars for housing specifically, and not just for buying housing, but also renting apartments. And, you know, the way it is in Florida today, you know, Forbes magazine a couple weeks ago came out and said Florida is the most expensive state to live in the country today, more than California, more than New York. And a lot of it is because of our governor. So they raided the Sadowski Fund for housing. They passed a bill to cut it in half permanently going forward and just gutted the thing. And the whole purpose of that was to provide housing for Floridians. Now, the other thing he could do, but he won't do it because he's beaten up on the Biden administration every day, is go to the secretary of HUD, who's now a former colleague of mine in the U.S. House of Representatives, Marsha Fudge. She's the new secretary at Urban Development. Bring her down to Florida. She was just here this past week. Bring her down to Florida again, show her what's going on, how people are suffering, and get more help from the Biden administration via the Secretary of HUD. And then the third thing I think we need to do is work with local people. You know, you got a great mayor, Buddy Dyer in Orlando.
Yes.
And Demi, the mayor, you know, for Orange County. He's great, Jerry. Yes. And we got a great new mayor in St. Pete, Ken Welch, our first African-American mayor. He's a dear friend, a wonderful leader. And he's put almost $70 million toward housing just in St. Petersburg, Florida.
Wow.
So if you get the federal, the state, and the local all working together, you get a nice trifecta. You get a hat trick for housing, and we need it. People are suffering, and they're struggling.
If elected governor, can you do this with a Republican House and Senate?
I think so. And you know, honestly, PA, I call it the carrot and the stick approach. The carrot part of it would be to develop relationships with them. You know, I know there are moderate Republicans in that House and that Senate in Tallahassee that are suppressed you know, because they're all scared out of their minds of this governor, which is weird to me because he doesn't scare me. I'm running against him. So,
right.
But can develop relationships there and, you know, find common ground, things like housing that, you know, who can't agree that housing's important or who can't agree that education's important? I know we can find some common ground on some things, but if the carrot doesn't work, then you got the stick. You know, you get elected governor, you get a nice pen. It's called a veto pen. And that gives you the opportunity to seriously negotiate with folks and say, look, you know, member of the House representative, you know, or member of the state Senate, senator, I know you got a project at home that you want to make sure happens, whatever it might be, a park or, you know, whatever. And, you know, I want to not have to line item veto that thing because the governor has line item veto authority in Florida on the budget. And say, you know, there's something I need to do. I want to bring back restoration of rights for former felons, returning citizens, like I did when I was governor the first time.
Right.
And if you'll help me do that, then I don't think your item's going to get vetoed out. So there's a lot of ways to skin a cat.
Wow. On the phone line, Charlie Kress on the phone line. Are you looking for, like, campuses, people to help you out in this area?
Oh, absolutely. Campuses? You mean universities? Is that what you mean?
No, people to go out and campaign for you.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yes, of course. Yeah, we got to have volunteers. And if folks will go to charliekress.com, they can sign up and be part of our field program to canvas. You know, they can be phone callers for us. People can give contributions at charliekress.com. I mean, it's what we need to do to rally, to unite, to get this done so that we get a governor who really has a heart again and really cares about people instead of this guy who only cares, you know, he cares more about the White House than he does your house. It really, that's how simple it is.
Right. He's on Fox News all the time. Why do you think you're polling so high above all the other Democrats in this race?
You know, I think it's experience. You know, when you've done this a while, and I have, I mean, shoot, I've been a state senator for Tampa Bay. I've been commissioner of education for the whole state. I'm the last elected commissioner of education, served as attorney general for Florida, then, of course, governor, and now member of Congress, reelected as a Democrat 3 times, representing St. Pete, my hometown, and part of Tampa Bay. And I think over a while, you gain trust and confidence of folks. And, you know, I'm an honest man, and I try to do the right thing every day. I live by what they call the golden rule. Do unto others as you would have done unto you. If I wear yellow wristbands every day that say, practice the golden rule every day. And, you know, the guy who talked about the golden rule is a guy named Christ, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Sermon on the Mount, the Sea of Galilee.
Wow. Do you believe that ex-felons should get automatically their rights back once they complete their time and they should automatically be restored, don't have to do any paperwork, anything?
Yeah, I did it before. I did it when I was governor before. Committed to it before I got elected, a week before the election. I'll never forget, I was in Jacksonville, Florida, and an Associated Press reporter asked me, good guy, Brendan Farrington, a great journalist like you, great journalist.
Thank you.
And he said, well, you're welcome. You deserve it. And so what happened is, he said, if you get elected next Tuesday, Charlie, would you commit to fighting for automatic restoration of rights of former nonviolent felons or returning citizens? And I told him, yeah. And here's the weird part. You know, I was a Republican at the time, and I did that. Mm-hmm. And I started getting calls from my former Republican friends. And they're like, Charlie, why would you do that? That's probably going to favor the other party, the Democrats. And I said, really? You don't know why I did that? I said, well, let me tell you. You know, my mother and father, Charlie Sr., the real Charlie Crist, and my mom, Nancy, they raised me and my 3 sisters. I'm an only son, you know, to have forgiveness in our heart. And I learned that at my Methodist church.
Right.
And I said, I did it because I believe in forgiveness. And who doesn't deserve a second chance? And would say to the person, call me, say, you remember forgiveness, don't you? And they said, yes, sir, I do. And I said, well, that's why.
Wow. On the phone line, Charlie Kress, Roe versus Wade, Supreme Court decision last week. What are your opinions about that? And what could you do to help women out if you're elected governor?
Well, the first thing I do, I think, number one, it's a horrible decision. It's disrespecting of women. I mean, let's call a thing because that's what it is. It's saying that this gender can't make their decisions about their body and their health care. Well, you know, it's mostly white guys that are saying that to them. And that's just wrong. You know, we're all children of God. And in the eyes of God, we're all equal. and deserve to be treated equally. And that's in that's unequal in my view. And so, number one, it's horrible. It's a horrible decision that they came up with. Fortunately, today in Tallahassee, a circuit state circuit judge said that the law that our governor, the current one, DeSantis signed, that that is really limiting of abortion choice for a woman, was unconstitutional. That ruling just came down today. Breaking news.
Right.
And that's a good thing. But we still got the federal problem with Roe v. Wade.
Right.
So what I've pledged to do is, after I'm elected and I get sworn in on my first day in office, I'll sign an executive order and challenge that ruling for Floridians, because we got a very different and very special privacy clause in the Florida Constitution, and hang it on that. In addition to that, I would try to get the law that they passed at the state level with DeSantis, then I hope the former governor signature, and repeal it, and then fight it in the courts if we have to, too. I mean, it's got to be all hands on deck, you know, every approach that we can muster to try to get women's rights restored so that they can make their own choices about their own body and their own health care.
Wow. Are you looking forward to debating DeSantis?
I can't wait. Yeah. I mean, I hope he does. I'm concerned about that a little bit, but I don't think he can weasel out of that. I really don't.
Are you concerned that he might not debate you if you win the nomination?
Would you? I mean, people say that he's doing so well. He's got $100 million and all this other foolishness. But, you know, he probably, that's probably the last thing he would like to do, is expose himself to that kind of, you know, in the ring battle, if you will. But I think he will. I don't think he's an honorable guy. I mean, I'm not running against him because I'm a fan of his,
right?
You know, but I think he'd have too much pressure to not do it, really.
What do you say? And I really believe you're going to get the nomination, Democratic nomination. I mean,
it looks good. We're 25 points up, and we've raised, you know, twice as much of my
hands down. You're going to get that. So you know that. You can rest on that part.
I'm not complacent.
Right, you're not complacent. Yeah,
never complacent.
Yeah. Still campaign, but. My question for you, once you get the nomination, how do you win independents? What do you say to those moderate independents out there?
Just tell them the truth. Tell them that you want to fight for good education for all Florida's children. You know, tell them that you care about everybody that needs a job in the state of Florida. And it doesn't matter, you know, what color they are. It doesn't matter what language they speak. If they're from Puerto Rico or, you know, immigrated from Greece like my grandfather did, or Lebanon like my grandmother did, both on my father's side. You know, we're all, as I said, children of God. And you just treat folks with respect. And you make sure that the right thing happens for people as much as you can do that. You know, and have a criminal justice system that's fair. Have elections that are free, open, and fair. You know, and I think we ought to make, you know, Election Day a state holiday in Florida.
Yes.
Folks, it's hard to get to the ballot. I mean, thank God we have early voting, but the Republicans are doing everything they can to suppress the vote and make it harder. You just be straight with people. You know, PA, you do that all the time.
Yes.
That's what I do. And independents will love that. I think all people will love that.
Wow.
Because they deserve to be treated respectfully and with the truth always. It'll set us free.
In a few days, this great country is about to celebrate, I think it's 246 years of independence.
Yes,
what do you plan to do?
Well, I just got engaged. I don't know if you heard.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
Yeah. Her name's Chelsea, and she has 6 children. And, you know, I'm going to take a little downtime with my future family and do a little boating, I'm sure.
Uh-oh. What kind of boat you got? I'm a boater.
Are you? Okay, now. Okay, so I got a small boat. It's a 25-foot open fisherman center console. It's a trophy.
Oh, wow.
I've named her the Golden Rule, because it's that important to me. That's the name of my boat. What do you got?
I got a Sea Ray 3700 Sundancer.
Oh, you got a sweet ride.
It's pretty good. I like it. I like it, Governor. I like it.
Hey, just Charlie.
I know, a future governor. But I know about your boats, because they move pretty fast, you know, and you get out in that water, it can roll. Mine's is up in Michigan. I'm a Michigander and I'm a Floridian. So mine is sitting up on Lake Michigan. But, wow, I'm looking forward to meeting you when you come to Orlando and having you come by the station.
I look forward to it, Pia. You're a good man. You're a good soul. And I appreciate your kindness and your professionalism.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Congressman. Make sure you have a great day. You probably got some votes going on today. I'll let you get back to work.
Okay, I'll get back to work. But thank you for your time. God bless America. You know, have a great 4th of July. Great, safe 4th of July.
All right, you too. Take care. All right.
All right. Bye-bye.
There you go, family. That was Charlie Crist. He is running for governor here in Florida. Of course, you know him. He's no stranger. He was a governor before. Going back to my music.